You're listening to NewsRamp Business and Corporate. Today is Friday evening, January 30th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Shine Minerals provides update on high-grade silver, fluorspar barite silver district project, Southern Arizona. Shine Minerals Corporation provides an update on the proposed transaction with Red Cloud Silver Limited. The company has been granted an option to acquire all outstanding common shares of RC. The proposed transaction is moving towards closing pending TSX Venture Exchange approvals. Shine intends to reactivate from the NEX board to a Tier 2 mining issuer. For more information, visit www.newmediawire.com. Helix BioPharmaCorp announces voting results from its annual general and special meeting. Helix BioPharmaCorp announced the voting results from its annual general and special meeting, with 81.003% of total shares voted. Shareholders overwhelmingly approved all items of business, including the re-election of four directors and the appointment of Clearhouse LLP as auditor. The resolution to amend the articles for a share consolidation was also approved. Details of the vote will be filed on SEDAR+. For more information, visit Helix BioPharma's website.
Brand Engagement Network, BNAI, reports. Warrant exercises debt conversion .gli.co Brand Engagement Network, Inc. reported generating $1.46 million from warrant exercises and converting $737,000 of debt into shares. This strengthened their balance sheet, simplifying their capital structure with a total of $5,778,514 common shares outstanding. Following a reverse stock split, the exercise price for public warrants was adjusted to $115 per share, potentially raising $189.10 million if fully exercised. Rock Breaks, Ucore Rare Metals, Inc. marks major progress toward commercial ramp-up. Ucore Rare Metals, Inc. marks significant progress towards commercial ramp-up for heavy rare earth elements. Plans are underway for a U.S. facility in Louisiana by 2026, reducing reliance on foreign processors. The company's rapid separation technology is advancing from Canada to the U.S., aligning with North American critical mineral security goals. For more details, visit Ucore's website.
Rock Breaks, ESG Gold Corp. eyes expanded gold, silver, and base metal potential at Montauban. ESG Gold Corp., an exploration stage company, is eyeing expanded gold, silver, and base metal potential at Montauban. A recent article highlights the company's progress on the Montauban project, revealing a potentially larger mineral district. CEO Gordon Robb notes the significant milestone of a comprehensive geological model showing a multi-layered mineral system. ES Gold focuses on clean mining practices and sustainable resource recovery, positioning itself for long-term value.
With fresh capital from its IPO, Virtue VTIX looks all set to chase further growth. Fresh off its IPO, Virtue VTIX is gearing up for further growth. CEO John Godigal highlighted the success of their VR treadmill gaming system, Omni One, driving triple-digit growth. With funds from the IPO, $11 million investment, and a $50 million credit line, Virtuix plans to expand into new markets, including defense. The immersive gaming experience not only entertains, but also helps users stay active, with one customer losing 40 pounds in 4 months.
Fairchild Gold Corp. positions for structural copper strength as global supply tightens. Fairchild Gold Corp. is strategically positioning itself for the growing demand in copper as global supply tightens. With copper prices exceeding $6 per pound, the company's focus on gold and copper exploration assets in North America aligns with the increasing need for these critical metals in infrastructure and electrification projects. This strategic move reflects Fairchild's commitment to leveraging market shifts for long-term growth.
Solgenix's positioning for impact in growing rare disease landscape. Solgenix is positioning itself for impact in the growing rare disease landscape. With a focus on delivering progress in rare disease-based therapeutics, the company is advancing candidates for orphan diseases and serious conditions with limited treatment options. As the global burden of rare diseases continues to rise, Solgenix is working on innovative therapies to address unmet medical needs. More than 300 million people worldwide live with rare diseases, highlighting the urgent need for specialized biotherapeutics and public health solutions.
ES Gold Corp., a more affordable entry to gold or silver investment. ES Gold Corp., an exploration stage company, offers a more affordable option for those looking to invest in gold or silver. With prices soaring, direct ownership may be out of reach for many. Investing in companies like ES Gold, which is nearing production and advancing construction at its Montauban property, provides a cost-effective way to benefit from the precious metals market.
Zeriant Inc. ZERI water-resistant panels offer potential impact on flood risk discussion. Zeriant Inc.'s water-resistant panels are making waves in flood risk discussions, offering a potential solution to mitigate damage. The NexBoard composite panel is designed to outperform traditional materials in flood conditions, sparking interest from lawmakers in Washington. As the debate shifts towards reducing flood damage, Zeriant's innovative technology is at the forefront of creating more durable building materials to withstand environmental stressors. EV sales surpass gasoline vehicle sales in Europe. Europe's car market reached a significant milestone as electric vehicle sales surpassed gasoline vehicle sales in December. Battery electric vehicles accounted for 22.6% of new EU registrations, edging out internal combustion engine cars at 22.5%. This shift reflects changing consumer preferences and the evolving regulatory landscape. Hybrids remain popular, but electric vehicles are now leading the market in Europe.
Analyzing the key drivers of the copper market in 2025. Copper dominated commodity headlines in 2025, with disruptions, tariffs, and volatile pricing reshaping the market. Demand strengthened due to accelerating electrified demand strengthened and optimism around AI and data infrastructure growth. Geopolitics and trade policies impacted the market, affecting companies like Max Power Mining Corp. MNW provides specialized communications for the mining sector, offering access to a vast network of solutions for maximum impact.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.
Well, die to read. Come.